We ended up coming back to my house in Florida down there. It was New Year's Eve. We all went over to Grandpa's house, watched his balls drop. That's comedy right there. I tell you, that's a funny thing. Anyway, my grandma's a hypochondriac. She thought she was getting lip cancer from secondhand chews. So we was all over at the house out there, and we was looking through some scrapbooks and stuff. I found out that I was a C-section baby, and I didn't know that. And it was really cool. I found a Section C of a Waylon Jennings concert a long time ago. It was real nice. I remember one time I always liked to hunt. I always liked doing that. I got in trouble in Montana. I shot an elk, and I was at the Elks Lodge. That was the problem there. But I got three sisters. My one sister, big old sister, and she's always a hypochondriac. She always thinks she got cancer, or tumors, or whatever. We're sitting on the couch the other day watching TV. She go like this all the time. What the hell? Yeah, she digging her hind end like this. It's irritating me. I'm like, what are you doing digging in your hind end? She like, he's a tumor up there. You ain't got a tumor in your damn crack. She go, well, there's a hard lump up in there. Look up in there, see if you see something up in. I ain't looking in your ass for a tumor on a Sunday, for God's sake. Go to the doctor. She went to the doctor, spent $340. You know what it was? A milk dud. You believe that? She sat on it watching Walker, Texas Ranger. Forgot all about it. She goes, I better go to the doctor, get a complete physical. I go, you need to get the couch cushions cleaned out. That's what you need to do. Every time you sit down, you pull up dinner in your crack. My other sister was there. She's another big old girl. My whole family's big. And we was at the mall shopping. She's like 290 pounds. She's looking at wicker chairs. She goes, what do you think of that wicker chair? I go, I think if you sit in it, we're going to have a lot of toothpicks around the house next week. That's what I think. You don't need no wicker damn chair. Good Lord, go sit on the front end loader or something. That'd be good for you. But you know what? I love her dad. She's trying to lose weight, though, and I know she is, because Domino's called yesterday, worried about her. They ain't heard from her in a couple weeks, so I know there's something going on. Old Moldy, my sister, Old Moldy, that y'all know about, for those of you who don't know, quick rundown, I had a sister named Old Moldy, then we called her Holy Moldy because she got saved, then she married a Mexican feller, then we called her Guacamole. You know what our story on her. But she just had a baby, and she was in labor for 38 hours. I give up on a poop after 20 minutes, all right? 38 hours, and she had that baby. We gonna name that baby Roly Poly Moly. That's what we gonna name. She heard that. She laughed so hard, milk shot out of her nipples. I tell you, she's a good girl. My brother was over at the house, too. My brother's probably the biggest redneck in my family. At his house, teeth are considered bling, all right? But he's pathetic. He's 38 years old, single, and bowls every weekend. He's like, why don't you come over and help me name my bowling team? I'm like, all right, I got a name right now. How about the I can't get laid on a weekend either? How that sound? He ain't a good bowler either. I went to watch him and I caught a ball. Yeah, I was up at the church the other day. We was up at the church. My dad was a preacher, so I'm pretty schooled at that. My dad was good. He'd talk your ear off, too. My dad's the only fella ever make a Jehovah Witness go, look, man, we gotta be getting the hell out of here. All right, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.